right. That song there is called Guwa Tasalam. And there's a very key instrument there that is evident in the song. It's called Adungu. It actually reminds me of where I come from. Back in the day when there were some celebrations, you'd see young people come together and they would hold their Adungu and play it. And it was very beautiful to watch, even as a child, and dance as well. So, yes, this is a song that has been produced here in South Sudan by South Sudanese. And I have the artist right here with me, Samuel Sebit Emmanuel. Samuel, you're welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you so much, Lucy. It's a pleasure to be here, and of course glad to really talk about this song. Yeah.
Yes, so before I delve into more details on the organization, first tell me about this song. What was the inspiration behind it, and what is it all about?
As already titled, Guwa Tasalam is like the power of peace. So Power of Peace is a song that actually I wrote in particular. And there are two versions of this. Now, this is a traditional version of the song that is being sung by the Adungu Peace Club. And then the other one is Guwa, which actually it's being translated to this. So this is inspired already by the peace building efforts that we are trying to do as youth in the country. In particular, musicians themselves are always being left out in the peace processes, yet they play a very key role in actually bringing communities together. And this is an opportunity that we will need actually to leverage as musicians and also as South Sudanese. The more we involve artists, the more we involve artists into our peace building programs, the more they're able to pull in large crowds to be able to listen into peaceful messages that are being passed across the country. So this was actually part of the peace-building project that Talent Initiative for Development, TIDE, implemented in Yei that ended in September. And this was in support of the peace process in South Sudan, supported by GIZ. And part of the project was producing peace-building songs, and two of them. So this was one of them by the Adungu Peace Club.
Okay, the one we just had.
Yes.
So tell me briefly about Tunneled Initiative for Development. You said it ended last year, but who is part of it and what is your role in the group?
All right. So Talent Initiative for Development, TIDE, is a South Sudanese creative organization that was founded in 2018 but then registered in 2020. And is an organization that has a couple of artists, creative practitioners, who are trying to use their voices to advocate for peaceful South Sudan. And then also areas of governance to see that, yes, through their voices, through their messages, these messages can be able to sink into the hearts of the people, the leaders of South Sudan, also as a community, so they're able to embrace a peaceful living. Yes, and I am the founder of the organization. And then, of course, I have a team of creative people that we work with. And you can see some of the work through the songs, yes.
When you say creative, is it just music or do you also touch other creative spaces?
Not only music, yes. We have got musicians, yes. We have got also comics or comedians. We have got also people who are into filming. And then also those who are more into photography. Like basically any artistic initiative or artistic idea that someone has that can be able to use to pass in messages. So this is actually what we are.
Okay. So these two songs came out of a project that you had last year. What do you have in store for us after this?
We are actually, unfortunately, as we're trying to do our best, usually TIDE is an emerging organization. This is actually our third year now in existence. But of course, as organizations emerging, it's always not easy to get funds to do things. But yes, we are so grateful to GIZ through their micro funds, strengthening the peace process in South Sudan, also together with RIJMEC, that we're able to be selected when we applied. And then to this project, and began in November, it ended in February this year, where we had actually, so these songs are actually the climax of the project, where we had the Music for Peace festivals conducted at the Yei Freedom Square, and it pulled in, of course, several spectators, about 3,000 to 4,000 of them. And then it involved also artists together who are part of this concert. So we were able to take also an artist from here. Coco San was part of the event.
Oh, nice.
So it was really amazing and to end the project in such a manner. So then those songs were all premiered during that day. It was on the 11th of February.
Okay. And so right now, I just want to ask you, earlier you mentioned that musicians and maybe some of the other artists in different creative spaces, the actors, filmmakers, are being left out of the peace process. What would you like to say to, say, government officials listening in, peace actors listening in, and also the youth who are out there and hopefully want to be part of this?
Yeah, first of all, we need more inclusion of the young people. This project basically was targeting youth and then students from high school and primary schools. And then also went into the cultural groups. That's why you see the Adungu Peace Club in here is one of the most powerful club that is actually trying also to transport messages of peace through their voices. So it was real amazing. And we've got the cultural groups in here, River County, that are part of this. So for me, I want to see a space where a society where peace actors, the government and the donor organizations are able to involve this particular group of people in the peace building. Like I said before, musicians or creative arts practitioners have got the power. For example, as a musician, I have about 4,000 friends on my link. So if I put actually a concert, and let me say we took Cocos and there, is one of the artists that have got a huge following in the country. So you realize that so many people are able to come into because they want to see who this person is, and then they already into his songs. So this is also one of the most powerful tools, like creative means you can actually be able to use. And then we've seen that most of the peace building programs, workshops or projects that are being implemented here are bringing 30, probably maybe 20 participants into a room or maybe into a hotel. Then they are trained in the hotels. But yet you look at the artistic way, it is able to bring about 4,000 to 5,000 people just in a go.
Listening to this song.
Yes, and listening to
the same time. Yeah.
At the same time, so you could see actually when you compare the two, it means the arts has a very high potential to actually reach so many people than a single workshop of only 30 people. So it means that if we use those platforms, then in between we're able to pass messages. So actually one of the things we did was to be able to bring in the artist. We train them on peace building, conflict resolutions, on leadership skills, on self-awareness, and then also on advocacy using arts, using music. And so that they're able to create songs that are able to educate the communities alone. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming. Before I let you go, what is this Goa song about? I'm about to play it. Goa, yes. It's featuring some old stars in Yay. Also mention some of the people in the song.
Yeah, first of all, I want to mention this artist before I can talk about Goa. So in this song, we have got a collaboration of about 13 to 14 or 15 artists, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the lead singer there. Then we've got Karela Moses. We've got King Deo. We've got Dantana. There's Blessed Lady, there's K Margaret, there's Epic Boy, and Dr. Amplifier, MD Nels, Vicky Baby, we've got Georgina, we've got Ricky Jazza, we've got Burukusu.
That's a long list. Oh, Burukusu.
Exactly.
He's a very ardent caller here.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we've got Burukusu Legend, he calls himself like that. Now we've got Willie Pro, there's also XJ, Emma Chris, Black J, and John 50.
Yes.
So these are all different musicians, and it's a combination of gospel artists and secular musicians. And it was the first of its kind that these artists are coming together from these different angles to actually put in one song for that. So Goa is like power. It's just an Arabic word that means power. So it means that we've got the power as South Sudanese, as youth, as leaders, actually to be able to promote peace, to be able to create a society where we can call it a home, where everyone of us can be able to live without any discriminations, any conflicts. So actually that is something about the song.
Okay. And we're going to listen to this song right now. So there it is. You can hear a bit of it. Thank you so much, Sam, for coming. And all the best with the rest of the projects that you'll be holding.
Yeah, Swally, thank you so much. And I think next thing, as you asked before, is looking forward now to do more of an MDD kind of events that will be happening. Hopefully, we hope that will come into reality from next month and above in year still. And then the angle of sports is something also we really want to use again, as we said before, as creatives.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward really to getting more into that and see how things can run.
Okay, thank you so much for coming. Let's listen to Goa, everybody.
1991, Nina Kanfisakira. December 2013, Tani Marakamana Sakira. 2016, Nunu Bin Jerebara, Bin Biutamon, Kifale Masakil, Kifale Jere Jere. Let's work together, 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 Junu Bin. And in I do go as and say yes, Salam, to Belena de, you know, Sudan. Kifaya kifaya le mashakil iya jawa
Kerala Moses
Belle de der salam mader sakla Esna nina wabira ba belle tan nina de o Ajuno shida We have power to bring change that we need And we have power to bring peace that we have been crying for There's no need for crucify Each other, Burukusu legend, son of soil. Break each other. Juno bin why we killing each other. Juno bin why we fighting each other. Kelina limu nufus na wahid. Asanji busalam fi beletanina. South Sudan. Malu wita wana birudu kalamta. Katulu badun. Madu papa. Nina birudu kerehu badun. Kanina bigane bekere hiya. Kanina mabiru akidam, kanina bigani betalagele, belen kanina mabiru akidam.
Juno bin, we have the power to bring a change we want to see.
And the Kuata Mwaba Ben into Anna, yeah, Karahia, Gabilia, Yahoo, Virgin in the Wara, Kilina, Ibu Badun, yeah, Rainbow style. When we love each other and live in unity, the tribal division and destruction, making this nation a peaceful nation. Let's live in peace, one people, one nation.
Indogoa, eta indogoa, nina bulu indogoa, junobe. Aye, I'll be stage for that they kede rugutu. Asan beleta nina kede masigila.
Nina nasawin, anina bigore, wayata nina